wet, gotta present. So I get up and go, sped up the flow. Someone solicited advice, charged twice as much. You're gonna miss the hug and kiss the kids goodnight. It's a crying shame, it's an alliance made to the science game. Backwards lab coat like a smock. Grok, fur trim, burn him. True fact, from New Jack to legend in less than a billion seconds. Would be undignified for the dumb pig inside. I'd have to admit what I did. Instead, I'll bounce, put on a wig and hide. The gig is up like a lawn chair tied to a hot air balloon. On my way to nowhere, but I got there too soon. Every day I'm dazed and confused that there's millions of rappers, yet I'm the one who comes with the phrase that's unused. I get a hit of dopamine for every broken dream and openly mean coping scheme. Authorial distance from corporeal existence creates stories full of misprints. What's the difference if I pick this word or that word, or if the word picks me, or if I'm half heard, or if I channel challenges and walk around in bandages? I see as a contemporary, one-tenth and carefree, knight of guns and hemp and rare breeds. Why do I want to cry all the time? File this rhyme under blunder, undefiled by slime. Climb to the tip-top, rip-shot with the best of them. Wear bright colors, fight wonder that invades the work life. I'm always off-brand, soft-sand, cough into my hand and then smell it. Uh-oh, I need a tic-tac. Hit back like a boss in a place I don't live at. I'm on one, because I pull shit off like a condom. And, I'm handsome. Girlfriend, your highlight is popping. I got a childlike addiction to language not open to adoption. I like writing rhymes while I'm still bleary-eyed. And let freshness be make sure you guide. This one nearly died when I opened my eyes. Whoever said work hard, play hard, clearly lied. Capitalist grit and aesthetic, work well, play free is much less dyspeptic. My downstairs neighbors scream 24/7, and to stop wishing them death will take many more reverence. Plus they chain smoke, giving my family cancer, and if I were a better father, we'd move to Jersey, which I refuse to do. It's not unusual to serve noodle stew to my picky eater 3 times per day. Freedom finds a way to decline and bray like a sheep, humbug workers play. Emerge and say, I got something urgent to say. Emerging media is never going away. See urchins spray you a saline like, yo, what about us? We're like, sorry, cow bodies are more important. While we argue about abortion, we squander our fortune. Memory man, you're not the boss of me, yet you forcefully demand I come across on beats, particularly this one. You're like, it's butter, I'm like, it's kind of repetitive. Give it to your fast styles, let it live. I got you open, like, to interpretation. I'm impatient. If I just let it flow, is it what it be called a basin style? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I comb through a case file. Says here he's been unseen 10 years. Grenadine Grenadiers pick up dogs by them ears. When they're not screaming, they're smoking. I'm not dreaming or joking. My building is teeming with broken people. I'm scheming on leaving the whole thing. I know it's a long shot, but maybe we could own a bomb spot if the song's hot.
I write an American dumb song, spangled verse, and ride into London where I can walk till my ankles hurt. I never came to Earth, I stayed on a broken ship, staying lines from catch other fate to the ocean fish. I keep my poker chips on the shelf in the studio. The name's Jeffrey, but I can tell if it's who to go. They call him Stinkar, but I can tell that it's Unico. Who makes the basics? You can fill in your backside, wrestle the match and make people tap from a backslide. If I was a breach, I'd use tap water to baptize children. Sparkling water would cost millions. I never really missed a real cool meeting with Saul Williams and the solid pictures. It's like, damn, I should have been there now. I was a mythic step in the
yeah, sandwich.
Bear down with the pen when I feel anxious. The people's a brain surgeon, the scalpel would kill patients. Feel ancient, but real naive, but never gullible enough to...
Look, sandwiches are good. I don't mean to be this fucking bold this early in the fucking week. But look. Sometimes you just gotta go to a deli and say, give me a thing. Let's get it. Let's do this. Let's get these sandwiches. That's the first thing I then unpacked, I guess. I don't know. Unpacked mentally and physically. Physical unpacking of dirty clothes. Mental unpacking of, man, I've been gone a while. I'm weirdly exhausted. This is the first time I've driven a car in over a week right now. So that's weird, I guess. It's weird. Is that weird? Kind of sand. I got a barbecue beef sandwich is what what I got. It had cheddar cheese on it. It was hot. Hot sandwich. Which, you know, a hot, messy sandwich is usually not my thing. Because I, you know, look, I eat in front of a computer a lot. So messy food is a hassle when you're trying to type, you know? So I'm not normally, into Cheetos or into hot, messy sandwiches for that reason. I seem to have left my hairbrush in Los Angeles, or it is packed in a bag that it is packed in some weird offhand pocket somewhere. I need to get a new hairbrush, I guess. I have a Cheeto glove. That's, you know, what if they put the dust inside of the Cheetos so that the outside of the Cheetos were okay and pristine and easy to touch like other chips? You know? Why can't we do this? What is holding... Like, surely it can't be that people like the dust. Or, you know, like is that like a defining characteristic of Cheetos that you need to have? Is that like, oh, well, if you're not... If it's not fucking putting disgusting orange fucking dust on your hands, then what the fuck are we even doing here, man? It's fucking Cheetos. Blah. I got, I drove, we drove to, down to Southern California, and on the way, I stopped and got some fancy popcorn. And I was not thinking clearly about this popcorn. It was a cheesy caramel popcorn, and I was like, well, that's, you know, sometimes when you get the big, triple flavor popcorn tin around Christmas time, the caramel popcorn and the cheese popcorn get mixed together, and that's not always the worst thing in the world, so what if I got one that was both those flavors? I didn't realize it was, like, just two types of popcorn in the same bag. I thought it would be, like, caramel popcorn that they had made cheesy also. But no, they just mixed together the popcorns. And then, you know, then I'm like sitting passenger side in a fucking car eating this popcorn, and my hands are just getting caked in fucking cheese dust. And I'm like, I'm in a car. I don't have the facilities to deal with this. Gourmet popcorn. They had jalapeno. They had a bunch of other fucking flavors. I don't know. A bunch of weird shit. And so four of my fingers. So at that point, I was just like, well, I'm in it. I'm just going to go for it. And I ate like half that bag. And my fingers were just completely caked in this dust. Like I was like, hey, do you want to buy some cheese fingers? Like, it was just a uniform, even spread, and even a very complete coat on the front of my fingertips. And my thumb. I think it was everything but my pinky, and maybe even sort of my pinky, honestly, I don't know. And I had to suck it up, both figuratively and literally. It was the only way I was gonna get out of that situation, because, you know, I'm in a fucking car. There's like a napkin, and a napkin's not even really what you want here anyway. So I had to suck all the cheese dust off my fingers. I was not happy about it. I don't like doing that. It did not taste good. And then even when I got it off, there were still like just little smudges of it. It was because where it got wet. It was just like, oh, this is unfucking pleasant, man. I'm not a germaphobe, but I don't like getting my hands dirty. I think it's a combination of two things. One, often, again, you know, eating food near a keyboard, like, I just want to keep things clean. And two, I'm just lazy. It's like, if I just keep my hands clean, it's just, I don't have to get up and wash them when they get all filthy with food. I've seen people recommend chopsticks as the solution to Cheetos, and I guess I haven't tried it, but that just sounds like a fucking hassle. When I'm eating chips, I want a mouthful of chips. I do not want one chip at a time fed via chopsticks. I want to chip the fuck up and chip the fuck out. There was a while there, the actual solution here is I don't really eat Cheetos very often, but I was caught slipping with this fucking popcorn, and it was a fucking bad situation. But when faced with the prospect of, well, I'm gonna eat some Cheetos, usually what I end up doing is I just crush the fucking bag up into smaller pieces and then dump it from the bag directly into my stupid mouth. And then my hands never touch the Cheetos. And that works out okay. Except that, sometimes when you're really going for the end of that bag there and putting it over the whole thing over your face, like, you're fucking, like it's got the fucking antidote in it, and you're fucking like, yes, give it the, oh no, the plane is depressurized. Put this Cheeto bag over your face. We're going to be safe. You end up getting a slight bit of Cheeto dust on your nose. And that's, no one wants that. No one wants that. So I don't know. The actual upshot of this is I don't really eat Cheetos very much anymore. For the same reason I don't like bone-in wings. They're just a hassle. Boneless wings. You stick a fork in those fuckers and eat them. Done. Easy. tends to be drier than bone-in. I don't, you know, that's, I mean, I guess that's valid. I don't know. I don't really value the meat on a bone-in wing as much because it is harder to get at, and you, it's a little bit less of it at a time, and it's stringier. I guess, you know, the boneless wings I get from the fucking, the good wings place, which I don't order from very often these days, granted, but, I suppose it is slightly drier. I don't know. You just get more sauce at that point. Traffic is still here. I was worried that maybe the roads would have become easier to fucking manage while I was gone. When does school get out? When does the College of Marin end its session? Because that's, I think, when traffic will be good again. I think that's usually what causes all this traffic is in the middle of the drive, there's some fucking college here. And then hopefully it'll be, I was gonna say smooth sailing, but you know, really just slightly smoother sailing would be nice. It has been a fucking long winter with this traffic. Seeing Honda Civics on the road, and I really like the look of them. The current body style of these Civics, these like grills on the back, I think look fucking cool on the back bumper. That four door next to me, it's a nice looking car. I don't know what I'm gonna do with car stuff. Leasing this thing, and my wife's eventually going to need a new car. The weather stripping around her windows lifted up on one side. I'm like, well, shit. All right. If a car starts leaking in the rain, then, I mean, honestly, the right thing to do is to go get the weather stripping fixed. But definitely this feeling of like, you know, her car's running really good, but maybe, yeah, there's a lot of money involved at that point, and that's a different conversation, but maybe we buy out the lease on this thing, and then she could drive this thing, and then I could go get a Civic, something cheap. I envision the Civics being relatively inexpensive, because they're Civics, but maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Just go get like a fully loaded Civic and then fucking slam that fucking shit to the ground and put two fucking 15s in the trunk. Ugh. Fucking isobaric chamber in the fucking between the fucking subs. Little fucking plexiglass window so you can see him flexing. I like this thing. This is what is this? This is like a crossover. I guess it's an SUV. It's a crossover. The NX200T. It's okay. As far as these types of cars, I like the look of the, what is it, the, like, Infiniti, like, FX35 or whatever they are, those little crossovery things. They remind me of Halo for some reason. They're just like, they bubble out in the right spots. They look like these slightly futuristic fucking trucks, slightly futuristic big bubble cars. They look like futuristic dune buggies, except not at all like dune buggies. If it feels like if you put fucking Halo Warthog sized fucking tires on those things, they would look fucking real neat and weird and real silly. And I don't know why. It's like when I see one, I think of Halo, and I don't quite know why, because it's not like they look like fucking. They don't look like Warthogs, just like fucking Jeeps. I don't know. But for a while, I wanted one of those. I rented one of those. God, it was 10 years ago now. More than that. Driving out to E3 2007, my last E3 with GameSpot, I rented one of those Infiniti FX35. I think it's FX35, right? They change the number from year to year, here and there. Like, oh, this is the 55, because it's limited edition, this and that, or whatever the fuck it is. But anyway... I liked that thing. That thing was all right. It was expensive for what you got at the time, but I was also in a different place in my life and didn't necessarily want to spend that kind of money on a car. And then I guess actually a few years, well, no, more than a few. It was like 6 or 7 years after that. I was like, okay, now I can spend that kind of money on a car, but I didn't want that anymore. So, I think the Civic. I would want to test drive it and see if it was fast enough and see if it was comfortable enough, because that's sometimes smaller cars, I'm a little too tall for them, and that can be a pain in the ass. And see if it's, like, fast enough. Get, like, a Type R or whatever they are. Of course, with my luck, they'll, you know, by the time I'm ready to, like, move on from this car and maybe get something else... by the time we are ready for new vehicles around these parts, they will probably have changed the body style again and I'll hate it or something. I have to start all over again, so best to not even think about it. cars are a pain in the ass. I wish they would go away. I wish that the self-driving car stuff would just fucking happen. And that I could push a button and get in a thing and go a place. Even if that place is 40 miles away. If I could spend a similar amount of money that I spend on gas and, like, wear and tear on a vehicle and car payments and... No, because I don't want to make car payments forever. Says the guy who has traded in 2 leases in a row after initially deciding he was going to keep the first car he got on the lease and be like, well, no, I'm getting this lease, but I'm going to buy it out at the end. And then going like, well, what if I didn't buy it out? What if this is a newer model? And then, you know, I don't think I want to drive this type of car anymore. I think I need, you know, like something bigger for hauling stuff and people, you know. Here, but it doesn't go to San Francisco because you can't get there from here unless you drive over that fucking bridge or go all the way around through the East Bay, which is also another bridge. But I guess if you go through the East Bay, then you can get on BART and take whatever fucking tunnel they dug to take a train in from, like, Oakland. Like, that's the quandary, is, like, each option that I have, the two options I realistically, or to take the train to the ferry terminal and then take a boat. And then in either situation, I would have a walk on the other end, or a, you know, taxi ride, or whatever it is. Or I guess, you know, city buses. I don't know how the city buses work in San Francisco. But all of it is so time consuming that it's just like, it's faster to drive. To operate on the schedules of the routes to which honestly might be good if I was like, oh, I have to leave because I have to catch this bus. I can't stay here super late and work on stuff. I need to actually go. That actually might be a good thing for me. I guess, like, it's exciting because it feels, well, it's exciting and dangerous because it feels like we're on the cusp of, like, real change on some of those fronts. Like, the technology is getting there, and, you know, whether it's people buying cars that self-drive or people eliminate, or, like, you know, the elimination or the gradual phasing out of car ownership in favor of robots would do your bidding. Feels like we're close. And then, of course, like, the scary part is, like, oh, that actually, like, really fucks up a lot of stuff for how people make money now in some fields and all that sort of stuff. That's obviously a lot of ups and downs. But I wish I could just push a button and make a robot show up at my house in the morning, and then I crawl inside the robot, and then the robot takes me where I need to go, and then I crawl out of the robot. Like, maybe I took a nap. Maybe I watched a bunch of poorly dubbed Korean anime, you know?
I'm very concerned if the police would kill my scene. Shout out to Wu-Tang and High Chief Jamil Ivory. Need some new curse words to fulfill my needs. Like with my new shirt, bracelet, if I spill my tea. Hold your breath and count back to a mil by three. And don't exhale until I leave.
Prozac gets the Bozac. Everybody knows that. He'd rather wax and wait and act insane than let go. improv like sweatshops with third world dead stock. Had my ups and downs from cups and crowns to humble pie, crumble cry, mumble why. Is there a man strolling with his feet so swollen? He wears two walking tattoos, I guess his real shoes were stolen. So I'm gift tossing from the wrist like a discus. A homemade coupon's for one dishwashing. Two G's and a dog, we're like bees in a pod. Discussing the reasons to even the odds and hold the reins to the chariot of the proletariat. I am the worst we're hearing require 30-year hearing. Nearing a 40-story jeans and a square cup from the strip. By the guy who lives inside, so's America get in. A lot of peanut butter, pine cone, bird feeder, poppy seed, rhinestone, and flew off to the very next time zone. This job is killing me softly, willingly, off me. Bipolar people shouldn't drink coffee. Hopefully we'll all build to peace, but the kill to cease, build the beast, declared in danger, still decrease.
Tried to play a track and it just said the request timed out. That's Full Bars. That's Apple Music.
now she wanna bite me. She broke up with that nigga, now he wanna fight me. Frost back, can't well do no fighting. This dog gon' knock a nigga down like Tyson.
You know I come around and rock my pocket. You know I come around and rock my pocket.
Real quick. It's Gray Rizzy. We out here right now. The Lord says special Shade 45. I don't know what the hell y'all thought was going to happen in Cleveland last night, but it happened. It happened big time. Seas took another L. Boston took another L. Now, look, I don't want you to put any...
Man, I've been gone a week, and Lord Sear is still not back.
I'm like, yo, fam, that's wrong. We supposed to be family, because, you know, Static Selector, he represents Boston. But they took the L. So my question to everybody...
I hope that dude is doing all right. I like talking about video games with that dude.
Salute my brother.
Snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, I am, and I do eat green eggs and ham.
Well, hey, after a week of work, this block is all nice and paved. It's still closed. It's still down to one lane, but it looks like a modern road again. That's nice. Lane.
Yeah. All y'all niggas.
Yeah.
Queens got the vets.
Oh.
Killer Queens. Killer Queens.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Killer Queens.
Yeah.
Killer Queens.
Yeah.
Killer Queens. Killer Queens.
Killer Queens. Killer Queens. Fuck your head up, more than that bullshit you smoking. Niggas bust you in the door, but I blew it open. Your rhymes are trash, your verse ain't worth a token. Try to hop this, but not this. Murder the thoughts when I'm plotting this. Overthrow the government, burn the whole metropolis.
Hello, Cool J, let's overthrow the government. I'm gonna go. Have a good day. I'll see you later.